Good morning to Javed Habib, the one who was a chowkidar of hair and is now country's chowkidar, as he exclaimed while joining the BJP. But don't even ask what chowkidari of hair would a barber do. It's like a butcher saying it is the protector of meat. But then when the butcher himself becomes the chowkidar, what hope can the poor goat have? It is 23rd April 2019. In the third phase of the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the biggest round of polls, a total of 117 constituencies across 13 states and 2 union territories are going to poll today. The voting for the third phase of general elections 2019 will be held today. And Amit Shah, Mulayam Singh and Rahul Gandhi's future is online. And speaking of Rahul and lines, it doesn't look like Chowkidar Chor Hai is going away anytime soon. Rahul Gandhi yesterday repeatedly chanted Chowkidar Chor Hai, apparently to counter a perception that he had apologized to the Supreme Court for this slogan, which seeks to portray Prime Minister Narendra Modi as corrupt. Yesterday, the Congress president had expressed regret to the Apex Court that in the heat of political campaigning, he may have appeared to attribute the slogan to the court, creating the impression that the court had found guilty of corruption found Modi guilty of corruption in the Rafael deal. Although Rahul did not express regret for the slogan per se, nor was he required to, some BJP spokesperson claimed he had accepted he had lied on Rafael, implying he had backtracked on the charges against Modi. Soon after, some media outlets began giving coverage to such views. The Congress president tweeted, "On 23rd May, People's Court will give the verdict of a Kamal Chap Chowkidar, a lotus stamp watchman, being the thief. Justice will be done. The chowkidar who looted the poor to benefit rich friends will be punished." Rahul chanted the Chowkidar Chor Hai, the watchman is a thief slogan, several times at his rally in Amethi as well. And from watchman, we head to the watchdog of election, which is trying its best to keep rabid strays away. BJP leader Pankaj Munde yesterday took the political discourse down a further notch, suggesting that those skeptical about the surgical strikes conducted by the army would be convinced only if the explosives were strapped onto Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi. "We conducted the surgical strike after a cowardly attack on our soldiers. Some people ask what the surgical strikes was about and what's the evidence that they have even happened. I say we should have attached a bomb to Rahul Gandhi and sent him to another country. Then they would have understood." Well, this is what news agency ANI quoted Ms. Munde, a minister in the cabinet of Devendra Fadnavis, as saying at a rally in the state's Jalna Lok Sabha constituency. Meanwhile, on election commission directions, the Madhya Pradesh police yesterday registered an FIR against Bhopal BJP candidate Pragya Singh Thakur for violating the poll code with her remarks on the demolition of the Babri Masjid. The FIR was filed 2 days after Thakur, an accused in the 2008 Malegaon blast case, was served a notice for her comments in an interview to TV9 when Thakur had bragged about climbing atop the Babri Masjid in 1992 to demolish it. In Bhopal, the BJP candidate, who is out on bail on the grounds of health, told journalist Rahul Kamal that her breast cancer got cured because she drank cow urine. She wants to popularize the use of cow urine after defeating Digvijay Singh and reaching parliament. Well, in the daytime, when non-pliant journalists were visiting her, Pragya had taken a silent fast or a monvrat, and the world was a much more peaceful place. While we are on Pragya, and her arch-rival Digvijay Singh also merited a fast or a break from his campaigning style, which backfired and how. Well, campaigning for the Bhopal Lok Sabha seat, which has turned into a battle of nerves between Digvijay Singh and Sadhvi Pragya Thakur, had a funny moment when a Modi bhakt stumped the Congress heavyweight. Digvijay was addressing a crowd in Berasia, where he asked people to raise their hands if anyone had got the rupees 15 lakh promised by PM Modi. A man promptly raised his hand and Digvijay invited him on stage, saying, "Ajao beta, idhar ajao. Come give us your account number and we will felicitate you." The man took the mic and cheekily said, "Modi ji ne air strike ki aur aatankwadiyon ko mara. Modi ji carried out surgical strike and killed terrorists." While Digvijay, veteran of many a battle, seemed stumped for a moment before smiling and playfully pushing the youth off the mic. Still smiling impishly, the man was led away from the dais by a Congress worker and given a goodbye shout. There was laughter all around. Digvijay called out after him, "Oi, surgical strike, did you get rupees 15 lakh in your account or not?" And then a little later, "Gulabi shirt, rozgar mila ki nahi. Did you get a job?" And while we are on jobs, the Chief Justice of India had one job and our people are divided if he has done that correctly or not. Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi's decision to address sexual harassment allegations against him from the bench on Saturday has come in for severe criticism from several quarters. Yatin Oza, senior advocate and president of the Gujarat High Court Advocates Association, has written a scathing letter to Chief Justice of India Gogoi, criticizing and questioning his decision. In a separate open letter, activists Arundhati Roy, Anjali Bhatwa, Jogendra Yadav, Peswara Wilson, Harsh Mandir, P. Sainath, Medha Patkar, Anuran, Aruna Roy, Kamal Jaswal, and others have expressed their concern over the victimization of the complainant, a former Supreme Court staffer who accused the CJI of sexually harassing her in October last year. Both Oza and the activists questioned the propriety of the top judge in assembling a special bench on Saturday and addressing a matter that involved him. And with that, let's head to international news, where North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will visit Russia for a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, North Korean state media confirmed. The state media Korean Central News Agency, or the KCNA, said this visit will happen soon, but did not elaborate the time or the venue. Well, that is pretty much all I have for you for today. But before we leave, please try losing a bit of weight if you're a little on the heavier side. Not only is it not good for your health, but it also weighs heavy on the planet and on the planes that you take. Maybe that's why passengers may soon be discreetly weighed before flights in the United Kingdom, according to a media report, in a bid to help airlines cut down fuel costs and carbon emissions. UK-based tech startup Fuel Matrix is in talk with long-haul airlines in the UK over the deployment of pressure pads that would discreetly weigh passengers as they pass through the airport, according to the Daily Mail. No, it's not. Do not let them fly, but this will help pilots calculate the exact fuel requirements of every plane. That is all I have for you for today. Until tomorrow, goodbye from takeapart.in.